الذي قضينا ويؤذن بنا من يكن في اهلها فقد ربنا الذي مسرت بنا قتلك which whoever abandons one of you now your bone are and the mortality for you to hear and you will be that you have to be asked here is not one of the people of Sunda. Iman, now you just mentioned them. And Iman, the father, praise you or shall you. Believe in that father, Khayyim wa Shawin, who are evil of it. Any person who says, I do not believe in father, such a person is not one of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Someone says, I do not believe in father, belongs to the people of innovation. And it's something that is easy for people to say. There is no believing father, or there is no father, has something to say towards the end of the life of some of the companions that have learned Muhammad and Allah and have contained some Muslims. When the group came and they asked Abdullah ibn Umar the line, but some people they are too much in our community saying that there is no father when answering Bush. There is nothing called father, so an Allah does not know anything until it happens. And Allah ibn Umar the line to those people that tell them that I'm three of them and the other three of them. And if they are to change the amount of kumush in gold as salata, Allah will not accept it from them until they believe in Qadr. Until they believe in Qadr. Because not believing in Qadr, this one is believer. Particularly, the aspect of Qadr that has to do with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Qadr is a key. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He knew everything before the creation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rules everything. That is the context of Qadr. Before you were created, he created everything. So this is Qadr before Al-Ilm, Wal-Kitaba, Wal-Khalqu. Khalqu is a check. And the fourth thing is what? Al-Mashi'a. That is nothing will happen except according to Allah's will. Because if anything happens in this world, and that is not in accordance with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is somebody that has power in this world to control something. But the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mashia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not the same thing as its mahabba, its love. Unless you look at it from the point of irada, you say the alphabet of irada. The irada al-kawniyya. Al-irada al-kawniyya and al-irada al-shar'iyya. Al-irada al-kawniyya is that that we are going to, that nothing will happen except with Allah's will. That is al-irada al-kawniyya. Those who are poor is Allah's will. Those who are rich is Allah's will. Those who, you know, who are born and they grow old is Allah's will. Those who die young is Allah's will. Those who are killed or those who die from auto accidents is Allah's will. Nothing will happen except what? يتحول من دخل الإرادة الكونية. يعني لو كانت الإرادة الشرعية، الإرادة الشرعية يرتبط بمحبة للوب الله، كتير وقت الله لوب. فهي تتبين الإرادة الكونية عن الإرادة الشرعية. سواء كانت الصلاة تقول الإرادة القدرية الكونية تتبين الله تريد. And not even who have to accept with Allah's permission. In the other one, al-iradatu al-shar'iyya, that is what Allah wants. Now, al-iradatu al-kawniyya, al-kawniyya, is also called what al-mashi'atu al-bidariyya. It's also referred to al-mashi'ah. And that's what Allah says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِنَّ أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That is, you don't mean anything except if it is what in accordance with the will of Allah. However, once you got to understand from this will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forced you to do certain things, no. That is where al-iradatu al-shar'iyya comes in. That is what Allah wants. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِإِبَادِ الْكُفْرَ. Allah does not love what is in al-kufr with divinity. So Allah does not love for you to fornicate, for you to steal, for you to take bribe, for you to do kufr, for you to do shirk. Allah does not love all this. Does not love all this. So, this is known as al-mahabba, love of Allah, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So we differentiate. Somebody cheats other people, it allows. If it is not allowing, they will not work, cheat it. But Allah does not love to cheat other people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us in many verses, likewise in many hadith, it is forbidden. But it allows you. Why? Because you can't do anything except what? Allah's permission. This explanation is something that some people do not understand, and they went afraid to do it. To them, they cannot differentiate between al-iradatu القدرية الكونية and الإرادة الشرعية. So to them, if anything is still. So those who steal, Allah loves for them to steal. Those who fornicate, Allah loves for them to fornicate. And that's why they fornicate. So from there, they became what? Al-Jabriya. Those who believe that what? All our actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has what forced us to do them. So the reason that some of them will say what? So if that is the qadr, if that is qadr, إِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ قَدَّرَ عَلَيْهِ أَفْعَلِ. If this is what the qadr of Allah, so anybody who offends me, what is Allah what? Punishing me if I do something that what? He has set things upon me. So with this, this set of people became what? Kufar. And the other group are those who say no. In order to counter these people who have gone extreme, they also refused another watch. They also went to another extreme by saying what? There is no color. Because they know that this group, they are using color as what? As a weapon. Let us run the way from what? From things that are being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us to attack these people and counter them. Also watch the way from another action by saying there is no color. And these are the people like Ya'bash that say there is no color. There is no color. Allah does not do anything of his actions. So if you are born astray, you are born astray on your own. It is only when you are born astray that Allah knew that what? If my father has not what? Born astray. So the implication of this is that what? Things will happen in this world without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how does Sunnah al-Jama'ah be maintained towards the middle position? The fact that Allah knows things before they happen and has written it down that they will happen this way does not mean that Allah will impose things on people. It does not mean that what Allah will impose everything on people. And that's why Allah differentiates things that he will punish us upon. He gives us what? Free will. Things that he will not punish us upon, he is not making what? Anything of us. But if somebody who falls it now, it works it beyond his own duty. But Allah will not punish him what? For his sin. Somebody who refuses to pray, Allah will punish him for not praying. But Allah gives him the free will. So the middle position is the position of Al-Sunnah in almost every matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, So when you look at any matter, you see what Al-Sunnah is now being in the middle position. Middle position that is not going with these people or the people of this action or people of what? So they maintain the middle position. Is it with their intellect? No. Based on what? On text. So, Al-Qur'an has four things. The fourth one is what? Knowledge of Allah. Those who negate the knowledge of Allah, they are kuffar. Those who say Allah is not those things, if those things happen, they are kuffar. Because they are abati in the Qur'an according to this. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew everything. Saying that Allah wrote everything down, there are passages also pointing to this, that Allah has written everything down. Then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. There is nothing except that what? Allah created everything. Nothing was created by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that is what the khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. Created you and created your actions. Your sleeping is an action. Allah created it. Your eating is an action. Allah created it. And that's why Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala would be called Khalku Afa'al Ibadah. The creation of the actions of the servant. Khalku Afa'al Ibadah. Everything was created. Your speech at the top is what is created. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran is what? Is not created. Because the Quran is part and parcel of what? Part and parcel of Allah. Just as your own speech is part and parcel of you, and you are created, then your speech is also what? Created. So the speech of Allah, the Quran is not created. As some people have said, you are still coming to that. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala wrote it called Khalqu Afa'al Ibad, the creation of the actions of the Quran. There are to be people who are saying that the Quran is what is created, because the Quran is not the action of any of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell the Mashiach, please let us take note of these four things. Al-Ilmu, then Al-Kitaba, Al-Mashiach, Al-Khalq, these are what? The spirit of Allah. Those who disbelieve in Al-Ilm, they are kuffar. Those who disbelieve in Al-Kitaba, the other one, kuffar. Because these are things proven in the Quran. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said was, he created it what? With Qadr. So now, guys, the warning of the Imam, or the acceptance in the Imam, part of what is necessary and compulsory Sunnah. What is the Sunnah? I don't understand it. You know what? The Sunnah that you like to do, you like to not do it. The Sunnah of what? The colors of it. No, the Sunnah means first to hear what? Aqidah. So, you know, Sunnah in the Imam, part of the Aqidah, that is compulsory, and let the Masala come in your heart, nothing. Have you ever abandoned one of these? Let your father have I not accepted it? Were you in there and believe it? Let your put in that we are. It's not part of that and it's not your man. Look at the statement of Abdullah ibn Umar of the land. Tell them, if you are to spend what the amount of hope of good, and what and whatever. It will not be accepted from any one of them after you mean it, in Father. Or if believe in what? In Father. Because that shows that what is not upstanding Akhidah, even if you do righteous deeds, the righteous deeds will not be accepted from you. Because your righteous deeds must be based on what? Right Akhidah. It must be based on right Akhidah. He said that now the Father says you are showing with you. Good or bad, he believes that everything he wants is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, if it is good, if it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is evil, you believe it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But at the same time, you look at it, maybe you are negligent for it. Maybe you are negligent for what? For that evil that was that befalls you. You will be negligent. It may not be negligent. It depends. But the ones that you are negligent for, if you blame yourself for, then you say what? It is the power of Allah. That is how Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah and Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah, that is how it goes. And now that you know from God, some said what? Wa sharru laysa ilayhi. That is, anything evil, you don't say, okay, it is what? The fault of Allah. No. If evil befalls you, you try to what? To scrutinize yourself first. If the evil was from you, if you don't find the fault from you, and it's the only fault from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to bury it like that. So not somebody who is eating apple or eating his own intolerance, having maybe taking riba, so on and so forth. The man says it's what? It is from Allah, it is the qadar of Allah. It is the qadar of Allah. But if there is any Sharia punishment on that, in this world, it will be better out to you. And that is also what part of the qadar of Allah. It is the qadar of Allah that you steal, it is the qadar of Allah that what? Will be punished for stealing. So if you don't see what you complain on me, that this is color of a unit as what everything. When the other one is being pleaded out to you, it's also say what this is the color of Allah. What the people with the hadith is you believe what in all the hadith. Even if you do not what really understand it. Because there are some things that are beyond human understanding. Beyond human intellect. You can't understand them. But you have to believe in them. The fact that Christians do not believe your understanding does not mean it's not correct. A lot of people, they went astray as a lot of people. For example, maybe about 500 years ago or 400 years ago, if we were told, any one of us was told that to be able to communicate with somebody in London, maybe in Nigeria, and that person will be in London, and you'll be talking, through the methods of what? Seeing one another. You say what? It is impossible. It is what? It is impossible. That is what you say. But that is what is happening now, that you can communicate with somebody who is what? Very far away from you. But when you were so scared, you said what it was impossible. Because you have limited it or you have looked at it with your own intellect, and you believe that anything that your intellect cannot comprehend, that thing does not exist. And that shows what the weakness of you, your weakness as a human being. And that's why we are to say, and if you find a woman again, man is always what is equal to whatever he does not understand. So that people accept that what we think I do not know it. You say what? No, it is impossible. I do not exist. And that's why the scholar will tell you that Adam, the fact that you do not know, later, in man being Adam, does not mean what you do not know that will be there with you. You can't negate that Adam does not exist. The fact that you don't know what you do not know, it thing does not exist. So what I want to find out what Allah the food, rock, or things, anything, what before the thing, someone who calls the star of Muslim, or someone who calls the soil an animal, it's what to accept. Not that everything I cannot comprehend, since I cannot comprehend, I do not accept it. So what you have in for Qadr, you accept them like that, whether you can interpret them or you cannot interpret them. The fact that you cannot interpret them or you don't understand them does not mean that somebody else cannot. I think we spoke on this thing before. The fact that what you cannot interpret does not mean what somebody else. And I know we're talking about the Mutashabihat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيستجدون ما تشابه من ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم. فالصلاه فوزيه حسب صلاه الصور والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا كل من عند ربنا. So that doesn't mean I'm telling you that there is nothing in the Quran that was that nobody knows the meaning. No. The Quran is what is Mufat form. It's what is made clear. But I may not understand something, that doesn't mean that what my brother does not understand it. What I do not understand, some other people watch who understand it. Because if there is something in the Quran that what people do not understand, that is what the Quran is not what. It's not moving. But everything in the Quran is understood. But our knowledge what is our understanding is. So the fact that I do not know it does not mean what I should say what everybody does not know it. The fact that I do not know this thing does not mean I do not want to go against it. So what is this with the hadith is all the hadith on Qadr, you accept everything. You believe in it, but in Arabia, la yuqalu lima wa la kayf, you don't say why. And now, when Allah for an hour don't tell you should believe in Qadr, so that's the how. How to say what Allah knew everything before He created everything. How did He know it? How? Saying how, you want to destroy yourself. Because two things that surround you as a woman, or things that, you know, that exist in your own world within you. You cannot tell the how of all of them. So when you see Allah knew everything before the creation, you see how. And is that possible? So the son of the father, the son of Jamal said, La yuqalu lima wa la kayf. When he told Allah that was talking about Qadr, he told his companions about Qadr, then some of the companions said, put in the ladder, then what are we watching? Because Allah said, what a man, a kullun, we have found him a holy father. Continue to work. Everyone will get to watch his destination. Continue to work. So he's not giving them room to say what, how. Or to discourage them from what? From watching. A kullun, we have found him a holy father. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد سئل في نحدث يجمع خلق في بطن أمه 40 يوما تطفى. Because of anyone of everyone of you, because I mean, it was in the value of his mother, 40 days as root for. So, may a kunu, a lapatan is a very, so may a kunu, good rapan is a very, and we don't want a lapo, plus, then after that, mudra, flesh, like that. And so, the Allah has selected then, if an angel was to be sent to him, the angel will be ordered 14. The order to write the word is his Adam, the day that he spent, his father very well to be ordered to write all this. So why cannot say how does the angel write it? The husband has advised to go to the beginning of the present man to see the angel writing it. No, I do not believe in it. Why don't you believe in it? Because I can't see it. So what we encounter you are things in your surroundings. There are a lot of things that exist around you that you do not see and what you have to believe in. Take for instance the electric current. You are meant to believe that what there is electric current. Does that mean that if I take hold on to this wire and cut it, I'll see electric current flowing, dropping? No. We have to believe in this, otherwise I'm saying what? Yes. But you can't see it because it's a wicked time. So this for things of the Mughayyabat, the hidden things that Allah asks us to believe in, if you have to believe in them, that is part and parcel of what you being a Muslim, and part and parcel of you being what I have explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. So you believe in what? In the unseen. The sense is that الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. So you have to believe in the unseen. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who only you can see in, you have to believe in it. If you doubt it, then you are a disbeliever. Allah Allah wa ta'ala says, لا ريب فيه. There is no doubt in it. Who then? Mustafil. It's guidance for the fire of God. He never was conceived to call him. He is after thee to believe. And what has the man here? And to believe in him. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعَوْ تَفْسِيرَ الْحَدِيثِ. Whoever does not know the interpretation of the hadith, the hadith of Baba, the hadith of King Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the Lord Qiyamah, and so on and so forth. You don't know the interpretation of the hadith, where you look at the book, and the intellect cannot comprehend it. So for school fear, if you look at the Quran, some people are taking care of that. Who are you? Why do you think you are so special in the world? That because you don't know something that means what? Something does not exist. If you don't know it, somebody gets it. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ تَفْسِيرَ الْحَدِيثِ. Whoever does not know the interpretation of the hadith, وَيَبْلُغُ عَقْلُهُ, and his intellect does not comprehend it, but for school fear. Some people are watched, have taken in that, have taken care of that, have kept in that, so you shouldn't destroy it first. For school fear, مَعْرِكَ وَعُشْكِ مَلَهُ. And some people are watched, are known it. This is what I explained earlier, or what I said earlier. There is nothing in the Quran that is not watched, that is not known. That, okay, this means this particular word in the Quran, nobody knows the meaning except what? Except Allah. No, you do not know it. That means that. But that doesn't mean that what other people do not know it. That doesn't mean that what other people do not know it. But the fact that you do not know it is not what? It's not the evidence. Allah is the one who teaches you, may the dread me, is that person. So you only give what? Little of knowledge, little. Just like what happens between prophets. موسى عليه الصلاه والسلام على الدين يقول موسى عليه الصلاه والسلام متاخر عن دين البخاري بس وجد المسلمين فوقهم الناس يقول اي ان الله سبحانه وتعالى وانت تتفق في موسى عليه الصلاه والسلام قال لي تعطيه your response in asking that he has an unlawful boy, he should work, he should travel. And he said he should take along with him the dry fish. He said, wherever he forgets or he can't find the dry fish anymore, so there's something going to watch. So after that, you are going to meet the place, you are going to meet the place for us. Yeah. And most of them will step out. When he got to the river place, you know, they took water, the boy kept the fish on the rock, so he could watch it here. So the Muslim religious man asked him, that here the fish, after they have left that place, they said, I've forgotten it at the place that he took water. So the Muslim religious man knew that he had to go back to that place, and said that was nothing, and he suffered in another. We have suffered a lot in this journey of ours. So from Sabda and Asarina, they went back. The fish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in the fish and was a somewhat alive in it, and it went into the river. So on getting to the river place, they saw somebody praying on the sea, on the river, with mud on the river. It's a green mat. So the person mentioned the name of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody that should not know before mentioned your name, mentioned the name of your father. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was surprised at that one. They told Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you are upon a knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah did not teach you. And I'm upwards upon a knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah did not teach you. So Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, what? I want to benefit from you. Well, you can't benefit from me because you'll not be able to watch with hands, or you'll not be able to hear whatever. He said, I will hear. So I went, and those three events happened, and knew what was the end of this point. So he shied here in that watch to say, what? There are, without me, there is nothing. No. There is nobody on the surface of us, and without him, there is nothing to do. So, the fact that we do not know something does not mean what other people do not know it. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ تَفْسِيرَ الْحَدِيثِ Whoever does not know the meaning of the hadith, when we have no answer, his intellect cannot comprehend it. Maybe the hadith is ambiguous to him. Everyone comes from the book of Yazarika, some other people are what are taking care of that, and it's what it has been perfected for him. So you should thank those who know better. Not to be because I don't understand how you are telling me, I don't accept that. You ask some other people who know better so that they will explain something about what you do not know. Because you have to make the deal this way. If you don't take the deal this way, the deal becomes what? An object of ridicule. The biggest thing that I, for instance, may say what? Since I don't understand this thing, it does not exist. Someone who is just starting Alice Barker, I think he has not been much, really answered this lion, Destiny's God. They now pick up a book, like to watch, to read and translate. So maybe in case it comes across, maybe it comes across, let's say Sha'ara for instance, let me speak Sha'ara, it's not Arabic word. Because what? He has not come across that before, he doesn't know it. So that word is not an Arabic word. But if he has taken it to somebody who is more than learned in the Arabic language, the person would have told him what? If Sha'ara means so and so. And that's how we have to look at things. The fact that we do not know something, if you keep Quran now, maybe what I will comprehend in the Quran, just reading the Quran, what I will comprehend in the Arabic words that I will not understand, maybe more. And when you speak it, maybe you have what? fewer ways that should not understand. So, from God that I don't understand more ways in the Quran, reading the Arabic, can I become from that thing, watch, these things are not Arabic. Using my own watch, my own knowledge that, yes. So you using your own knowledge as well, yes. Everybody using his own knowledge as well, yes. Then it begins to become what? A thing of ridicule. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is brought in Mubarakiyya and explaining Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a zikr with Mubarakiyya al-Nas ma'an ila ilayhim wa la'allam ila fassalam. Tell us, we have revealed the zikr so that we can explain to the people what has been revealed to them. And so that what we ponder on it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains everything. So the fact that you do not understand some things, that you do not understand some things, or you are seeing different, in different from the way you are seeing it, does not mean what that thing, why it will be huge, what, there will be what, there will not have been what, contradiction in our what, in our understanding. No, it is our own intellect that has what, the defect, not the book itself, not the being itself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so decided that what, to help us in that way. We have no one from Ayyukum, Aksan Mu'amala. To tell us that who would watch will be better in terms of watch. What is your Amal? You know, to as you start in those things, you start, you start, you try to go, you try to do, you try to do. You get the word for that. Alayhi iman bihi wa tasbih. You should have faith in me and not surrender. مثل حديث الصادق المرجوم لكن حديث الصادق المرجوم من الحديث ها so you have to be a dish take that in the hadith that I've just that I've read and ومثل ما كان ومثل ما كان بسبب القدر and things of the country that رجاء في القدر ومثل حديث الرؤيا لكن حديث الرؤيا من الله سبحانه وتعالى كلها كلها يؤمن بكل وإن نأت عن الأسماء هم الإجابات إن الأفاة قوم بيال وصوح شبيه المستجر and what a listener who not like what not like to hear because he finds it strange وإنما عليه الإيمان بها he should what I believe in them وأدلى يرد منها حرفا واحدا he should not reject one word of them. وَغَيْرِ آمِ الْحَدِيثِ الْمَأْتُرَاتِ أَنْتِكُمْ And other hadith apart from this that are reported for the report. So this tells us that the deen is not a free object. You have to take it the way the Prophet of Allah can be given. Not as what? And a professor of mathematics or and a professor of philosophy. What that work is rubbish is their own. The being of Allah is not something that what is subject to your own philosophical thinking. It's not subject to what your own intellectual capability. No. The being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is perfect. It's like taking for what you live it. You take it, you are removing, you live it, what you become one of the deviant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. Inshallah, we continue from here. Some other time, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in the man, may you subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet stand, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala umma al-hamdi, mashallah, wa ta'ala, wa ta'ala, wa now, we are saying some other time, Al-Islam means some color, we say Allah A'lam the Murad. So Allah knows better is what he intends by this letter. Now, color of Al-Sunnah, we say that. Like the author of the book, this one just no Quran. In no Quran, that is Sheikh Tajuddin Al-Bilani. it's not just somebody who just transcribed the great scholar in Islam who insisted